Get ready to hear the truth about America. A new show that isn't allergic to the facts. The Bold Conservative. Now, here's your host, James Ledbetter.
Good morning. Good morning to all my bold conservatives. Today, we're going to be talking about the real reason why Pelosi and the Democrats are withholding the articles of impeachment from the Senate. As you all know, we all want this to be over with and done and Trump to be vindicated of all these idiocies that the Democrats keep pushing on him. But we have the real reason why. Hold on to your MAGA hats. Things are about to get crazy. So, as you know, Nancy Pelosi has withheld the articles of impeachment. But the real reason why might shock you. Then again, maybe it won't, because you remember 2016. However, a growing number of Senate Democrats are breaking with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi over her handling of articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump. Seven Democrats, including Senator Feinstein, Doug Jones, Chris Murphy, Joe Manchin, Richard Blumenthal, John Tester, and Chris Coons, all want her to quit playing games and send over the articles of impeachment. But a little thing that everybody doesn't know is that when she officially does, all the senators that are running on the Democrat ticket have to leave the campaign trail in order to sit through this impeachment. It is against the law for them to run for office while an impeachment trial is being carried out. So let's think about all of the senators that are running on the Democrat ticket. You have Bernie Sanders, which is doing really well in the Democrat side. As a matter of fact, he's surging in the Iowa polls. This is something that they had no clue was going to happen. Then you have Elizabeth Warren. She's surging in the polls on the Democrat side. Both of them are senators. Of course, as you know, Spartacus dropped out of the race the other day. But he would have had to leave the campaign trail. So what does this leave? This leaves crazy Joe Biden, let's be real. Most of the Democrats that are running for president in 2020 are senators. Joe Biden's not a senator. Bloomberg, and the only reason why Bloomberg is doing well is because he's dumping money into his campaign, billions and billions. So that's the only reason why he's leading. Well, surging in the polls. He's not leading anything yet. But what are the Democrats' intentions? Think about that long and hard. They don't want Bernie to win. They don't want Elizabeth Warren to win. They want somebody to win that they think, win the nomination that they think is going to beat Trump. Their main objective is beating Trump. And they know they stand zero chance in beating President Trump. But getting back to the Democrats that want her to stop this stupidness and send over the impeachment. Angus King, an independent from Maine, also said he supported passing the impeachment baton to the Senate. So Nancy Pelosi pretends like she has the power over the Senate, and that backfired. But why is she still doing it? Why is she still holding the articles of impeachment? So Bloomberg was told by Feinstein, if we're going to do it, she should send them over. I don't see what good delay does. Feinstein, the top Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee. I think the time has passed. She should send the articles over, Murphy told the Washington Post. Richard Blumenthal told Politico, we were ready on the day the articles were voted to conduct the trial. So now the Democrats are against Pelosi's idiocy. They want to get this over with too. But certain things seem to stand in their way. Let's talk more about Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders takes lead in closely watched Iowa polls. As you know, the Iowa polls are the predetermining polls that pretty much tell you who is leading in the Democrat Party and in the Republican Party. Usually determines who's going to get the nomination. Now, the Democrats kept telling themselves that Bernie Sanders does not stand a chance. He does not stand a chance in getting the nomination. But if he gets the most votes, they have no choice but to give him the nomination. So independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders surged, according to the Daily Caller, surged in the lead in a closely watched poll of Iowa voters, according to results released last Friday. 20% of likely Democratic caucus goers chose Sanders as their first pick for president in the Des Moines Register CNN MediaCom poll ahead of Iowa's statewide caucuses on February 3rd. That's a 5-point increase for Sanders since the same poll was conducted in November. And the Democrats are scared. Why? Well, for one, Bernie Sanders considers himself an independent, even though he's running on the Democrat side. Now, think about Elizabeth Warren. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, which is at 17% right now, former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, 16%, and Vice President Joe Biden at 15%. This is what they're running in that poll. So basically what you have here is Bernie Sanders technically leading the pack. Now, rewind to 2016. It was going to be, the nomination was going to be between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. What did they do? They rigged the primaries and convinced Bernie Sanders that he needed to give it on over to Hillary Clinton, because they said only Hillary Clinton stood a chance of beating Donald Trump. We see the same thing now. And what the Democrats can't seem to fathom is most of the Bernie supporters, the ones that were going to vote for Bernie Sanders, when they did this, they felt betrayed. They felt like the Democrats didn't care what they thought. So in retaliation, they voted for President Trump. Now, I've read reports where most of the Bernie supporters are saying if they do this again, they are going to vote for President Trump again. So the Democrats have lost these votes, and they're not making it any better with their current, in the current direction that they're trying to go in. So when Nancy Pelosi finally does give over the articles of impeachment, all of the senators that are running are going to have to leave their campaigns and go sit in the Senate while this is going on. And that includes Bernie Sanders. See, the Democrats are ignorant when it comes to this stuff. They don't look at probabilities. They don't look at past situations like we do. We see this coming. We know why it's coming. Of course, yes, they want to impeach President Trump. They want President Trump to look bad. But the real reason, the main reason why they want to do this is to stop Bernie Sanders. And I've been reading some Bernie Sanders supporters' articles, and I come across one called the LA Progressive. And they wrote an article in there that pretty much backs up what I'm saying. They already know that they're going to try to stop Bernie Sanders. And the article goes on to say, a central premise of conventional media wisdom has collapsed. Even they think the media is fake news. On Thursday, both the New York Times and Politico published major articles reporting that Bernie Sanders really could win the Democratic prime presidential nomination. Will add to the momentum of the Bernie Sanders 2020 campaign as the new year begins. But they foreshadow a massive escalation of anti-Sanders misinformation and vindictiveness. So throughout 2019, as you all know, the corporate media routinely asserted that the Sanders campaign had little chance of winning the nomination. This is the same thing they did in 2016. In the very beginning, they kept saying Bernie Sanders stands no chance of winning the nomination. Then he came close. He came really, really close. And that's when that picture of Obama secretly talking to Sanders went viral. And we all know what he was telling him. He needed to give it up to Hillary Clinton and made him feel guilty, saying Hillary Clinton stands a chance of being the first woman president and we need to let her have that. But I digress. We all know that's what happened. Anyway, as is so often the case, journalists were echoing each other more often than paying attention to grassroots realities. But now polling numbers and other indicators on the ground are finally sparking a very different headline from the media establishment. So now the media establishment saying, hey, Bernie Sanders might win this thing. What are we going to do? They don't want Bernie to win. They do not want Bernie to win. And apparently they don't want Elizabeth Warren to win either, because this is going to affect her as well. She is also a senator. But those stories and others likely to follow a copycat news outlet will heighten the energies of Sanders, says the website. They will heighten the energies of the Sanders supporters and draw in many wavering votes. But the shift in media narrative about the Bernie campaign's chances will surely boost the decibels of alarm bells in elite circles where dousing the fires of progressive populism is a top priority. So keep this in mind. This is a Democrat website, a progressive website. Many consider them to be alt-left. Now, everything I just read to you, didn't this sound like I was reading it from, I don't know, say the Daily Caller or something? These are Bernie supporters. They hold a lot of the same views that we do. Not all, but many of the same views that we do. They line up exactly with the way we believe on these issues. So think about this long and hard. Do you actually think that these Democrats that plan on voting for Bernie, if Bernie doesn't get the nomination, do you think they're going to vote for Joe Biden? They can't stand Joe Biden. Just like us. Just like everybody else on planet Earth. But Joe Biden is a part of the elite. He falls in line and obeys their every word. That's why Joe Biden has their prayers. And of course they pray to Satan, so that explains a lot. Anyway, along the way, the corporate media will occasionally give voice to some Sanders defenders and supporters. A few establishment Democrats will decide to make nice with him early in the year. But the overwhelming bulk of Sanders media coverage synced up with the likes of such prominent corporate flunkies as Emmanuel and Neera Tenden, as well as Wall Street Democrats accustomed to ruling the roost in the party, will range from condescending to savage. So think about this long and hard. Bernie Sanders is surging in the Iowa polls, which tells them everything they need to know. They know that either Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders is going to beat Biden. They can't control, just like they can't control Trump, they can't control Bernie Sanders. He's going to do what he wants to do. They can't control Elizabeth Warren. Though Elizabeth Warren does fall in line for the most part, she's still going to do what she wants to do. She's not going to do what they want her to do. This has gotten, and you know AOC supports Bernie Sanders. She sees what's going on. She's not allowed to say anything, but she sees what is going on, and we can see by her actions that she knows what's going on. And which confirms what we're saying. She has refused to donate any money or give up any of her campaign money to the Democrats, saying that if they're going to do this to us and they're going to try to primary us, then we're not going to donate to their causes. Why do we care if they win? So the Democrats are angry at her. How dare you go against our establishment? So the Democrats are probably going to rezone her district. Rezone her district, which will primary her out. If she doesn't have a district to run, but then again, she'll probably run for whatever district that she falls in, which she'll have to run against another Democrat. This time, a real Democrat, not the Crowley, not the Joe Crowley that didn't even campaign to beat her. So here's the thing. All of these signs are lining up. All of these signs are telling us why the Democrats are, why Pelosi and the establishment Democrats are withholding these articles of impeachment. We were thinking in the beginning that it's because they knew they were going, that Trump was going to be vindicated, that they were going to dismiss the charges. And that's still a tiny part of it. But the main objective here is to beat Bernie Sanders. Because they don't think Bernie Sanders can beat Trump. Because Bernie Sanders doesn't have the votes for the mainstream Democratic Party. He doesn't. He only has the votes, and the votes that he does have are magnanimous. The numbers that he's holding here. So the thing is whoever goes against Bernie Sanders has to go against his supporters. And his supporters are tired of this. I'm not a Bernie Sanders fan by any means, but he still has a right to run, and his constituents still have a right to vote for him and expect him to win the nomination. But the Democrats don't see it that way. They want who they want. They want somebody in there that they're going to be able to boss around. They want somebody in there that they're going to be able to rule. And whoever it is going to do whatever they tell them to do. But when you put all of them together, they still don't top Trump's numbers. And I still believe that Hillary Clinton did not really get the popular vote. They were manipulating the numbers. They were manipulating the polls. They were manipulating everything to make sure that Hillary Clinton won. And as we know now, they even had the FBI, the CIA. They had social media. This year, they have social media. They have social media censoring our voices so that we can't get the opponent opinion in. Our opinion doesn't mean anything to them, to these establishment Democrats. And the Democrats that do not fall in line are the ones that are losing, according to the CNN polls. But that's not true. As we see with the Iowa polls, Bernie Sanders is surging. What are they going to do? How are they going to beat Bernie Sanders? But think about this, okay? I know this is a long shot. And I know that the Democrats are going to try to prove me wrong. But think long and hard about what we're talking about here. We're talking about the Democrats manipulating the polls to fit their narrative. Manipulating, and Bernie Sanders is tired of this, man. This would be the second time that he come close to winning the nomination. Just for the Democrats to take it from him. They don't want him to win. They don't want Warren to win. So keep this in mind as you're watching the Democrats in this impeachment thing. It's really linked together with who they want to win. I mean, I can see it. It's blatant and in your face. But they'll still deny it, even though actions speak louder than words, man. You can see it. You can see that they don't want Bernie to win. And it's confirmed from the way they acted in 2016. Bernie Sanders would have beat Hillary Clinton in the nomination. He had way too much support. This is the thing. And I know a lot of Bernie Sanders supporters. And they all tell me that if they do this to Bernie again, they're going to vote for Trump again. Which tells me that they voted for Trump before. And Trump has only ran twice. So, obviously, they voted for Trump in 2016. But the Democrats don't see it, and they don't care about Bernie supporters. And since Donald Trump is the one that the Democrats really don't want to win, the Bernie Sanders supporters will retaliate and vote for President Trump, which isn't a big deal to us, but we need to try to talk to these Bernie supporters, because they have an idea of what's going on. They just can't put two and two together yet. Now, this LAProgressive.com knows what's going on. They know they're going to try to stop Bernie. You remember Marianne Williamson, the mystic? She dropped out. We didn't hear much about that because obviously the Democrats didn't care. The only person they really care about is Joe Biden. And if Joe Biden's not going to win the nomination, they want somebody in there that's going to bow the knee and obey them and do what they want them to do. That means Nancy Pelosi, if she even gets voted back in, I doubt that she will, they're going to have to replace these career Democrats, man. These career Democrats are just out of control. And we see it every day. But that's the real reason. They want to ruin Bernie's chances of getting the nomination because they know he will. They know he will. Because he's surging now. And it's not even February and he's surging. He's beating the one that they prefer, which is Joe Biden. And we know Joe Biden's a criminal. Joe Biden's a crook. And he is a gaffe machine, which means everything he says is stupid. He's still putting his hands on women and little girls. He's still sniffing their hairs. He hasn't learned anything from the backlash he received in the beginning of his campaign. He said that he would keep his hands to himself and respect people's space. Yet he's not doing it. He's gotten worse, to where women are backing up from him now. They know he's going to try to put his lips to them or sniff their hair or touch them in inappropriate ways. Joe Biden's a creep, folks. I don't care how they slice or dice it. But that's all the time we have for today. Consider what I've said. Also, consider supporting our work on Patreon. You can reach it, my page at patreon.com/theboldconservative. There you'll find content that I don't post anywhere else. I thank you all for listening. Each and every one of you have a great and wonderful day.